Yo, bro. Episode 76. We back at it again. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff, and y'all know this spiel. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first of all our videos. You know, where you can stream your podcast. You feel what I'm saying? So go on that Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you stream your podcast, we there. Go to that Twitter page, IJSB Podcast. That Instagram, I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. Go follow us, man. Show us some love. But we're going to get right into it, man. I'm going to let Bro take it because Bro said he wanted to talk about something.
Man, I just wanted to talk about Embiid, man. It sucks being a Sixers fan, man. This is the year that we expected, you know, Embiid to win MVP. Everything was going right. And then, you know, what happens after the All-Star break? Gets injured, and it kind of ruins his whole chances with getting the MVP. And the reason I say that is I know he could come back and snap, but he would have to come back and pretty much average like 35 and 18 or something dumb like that, because at this point, the Sixers is still winning even without him.
Like, we look good, though. Like, we not – it's not even like we winning and it's exactly. Like –
winning, it's like winning some games convincingly. So, yeah. Like, you still putting in work. You still getting contributions from all the guys that you brought in. Two step up. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it is the most viable player award like we've been talking about for weeks now. So, like, you kind of can't get that, Joan, when your team is pretty much doing just as well record-wise without you as they were doing with you. I mean, I know the numbers he bring, but I can't make the case right now for him.
But bro, the difference is, though, and why he is MVP and why he still is going to have a chance is because in those big games, though, bro, like, you know what I'm talking about, that Clippers game. He had him that Clippers game, we would have won that game. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, personally, we would have won that game because he would have been out there cooking Zubac and all them dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, probably. I mean, still feel like we do need him, though, but I do feel what you're saying, though. It's like we still winning on a regular basis, but I feel like we winning the games that we supposed to. But those games that, like, you know, like those big games, I feel like sometimes we be folding and we just need Embiid, like, especially that Bucks game too. Like, that's, we need Embiid. You know, Embiid played good against Giannis every time he played him, so that would have been a dub too, I think, because, you know, we played the Bucks good, like. And we were playing them good the whole game. They just, you know, cooked us in that OT, that, you know, that fourth quarter in that OT or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I still feel like he got a chance, though, bro. Because, he still got an outside chance
for sure.
It's a slight chance, but I feel it's still – he got to come back and still be on that. Like, he got to be on one when he comes back. Like, that's the only way. James Harden just got hurt. That'll help his case a little bit. But the Joker out there hooping, and now the Lakers, Clippers, and the Nuggets is all tied, you know, so in the West right now. So it's like, is the Joker the MVP now? Now he bring his team up and elevate, go past the Suns and all that. Is he the MVP? He does everything besides – he's not the best defender. He's not – it's not even that he's not the best defender. He's not Joel Embiid on defense. That's what it is. But Joel Embiid's not him when he got that ball and get double teamed.
Right, right.
That's the whole thing. So that's where it's like, it's whether you a B fan or a Joker fan. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
We're going to see. It's going to be a tight race. So I think B could come back and make it close. But I don't know. I think these 2 weeks or whatever might hurt him a little bit. But we're going to see. Two weeks.
What do you mean he coming back? Why would these 2 weeks hurt him?
It's going to hurt you in the MVP race. I mean, yeah, Harden is out. But now this is when guys that you wanted to win it move up. Dame got to move up because he's healthy. Yeah. Joker move up because he's healthy. That's really like three MVP candidates that's just taken out of the gym. B, Harden. Well, I mean, Harden not that far back because he was just recently playing, but.
I think he'd have run it up right. It's Joker.
Harden and Brown, that's three MVP candidates you kind of just like taking out of the conversation right now. But we're going to see what happens, though, because any of the three could come back and start hooping for real, for real. They all them type of players. So we're going to see. And speaking of Brown, since we brought up Brown, the perfect segue, Drummond had his debut the other night with the Lakers, and it didn't look too great. He actually looked like, I know they was talking about all this. He felt like he was in the best shape of his life and this, that, and the third, but things a little different when you get on the court. He looked a little lost out there. He looked like I don't know. He just looked a little lost out there. He looked like he was a little winded. I mean, because you can't simulate the game action for real, but
He's 6 weeks. 6 weeks without ball, bro. Come on, bro.
that's what I'm saying.
Stall him out, man. Stall him out.
That's what I'm saying. He just looked like he was lost out that joint. Like he ain't playing a minute. He looked like he was just happy to be on the court for real to me. Like he
Yeah.
looked like he was just happy to be hooping again.
But that's the good part, though. That's what I liked about it. That was the I felt like the good thing to me, like about it. The only good thing I actually took out of it, like, it's like he was giving effort. He was contesting shots. Like he looked like he was enjoying himself. Like he was communicating with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like it was brief, but it was cool. Like I said, I like it. But I didn't really give a damn about it, the debut anyway, because I want to see what he played with LeBron in.
And Brian,
You
yeah, that's gonna be
know
crazy.
Yeah, so really, it was like, okay, it's they need him right now to help them win these games so they don't fall too far down in the West. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't too hyped about the debut. But I mean, like I said, I'm happy that he was out there doing what he do. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't really on the boards like that, but he didn't really get started. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't get ready. He didn't know what to do. Like, if you come in, I think he came in like Sunday. He had his first practice Monday, and then they had a game Wednesday or something like that. Like, it's like, so he ain't really. He ain't got no time to get. He didn't have enough time to get acclimated. I feel like so. I mean, he'd be all
He's
right.
gonna
This
be
man,
all right.
it was like a freak accident. Like, come on, bro. Like, this man, whole toe come off. Like, he must have already had like a jaw, like a you know the black toe jaw. Like, he must have already had. He had them jaws be classy, my man.
He had the
But
joint that was ready to come off anyway.
yeah, that thing was already peeling. Like, but yeah, somebody stepped on his joint. That was a freak accident stuff. But yeah, I mean, he'll be all right though. Game or two, he'll be right back.
I stepped on this joint. That's real, though. Somebody got him out of there.
That's so salty though. That's just something that would happen to the Lakers, bro. I swear, bro.
Right.
They go
But
grab something, and then he go and injure himself, bro. Like
right.
he out already, bro. This man played one quarter basically,
At
and
least that's
already,
the injury that he got.
huh?
At least that's the injury that he got.
Nah, seriously though, because it could have been way, way worse. You know what I'm saying? Like you'd be
I'll
like.
take the toenail.
He talking about I take it. I bet you would, nigga. Shit, because it ain't you.
Hey, look, man. With the way the Lakers season going,
No.
you need the corniest injuries you can get right now. A toenail is a corny injury. Cool.
That's super real, but yeah, he'll be all right. His joint will grow back a little bit to, you know, time, you know, wrap him up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Real good. He'll be all right.
But now I like the way I like the way a lot of the Lakers role players are stepping up in this time. I know they're not playing particularly too hot, but I do see a couple different people doing some different things. Kyle Kuzma doing a lot of different stuff now. Look like he grabbed more rebounds. He's becoming a more willing passer, at least for right now. Hopefully he stays that way when everybody's back together. I know he's a scorer, but that matters when you talk about in the clutch trying to make a championship run. Even if you're a scorer, you got to be willing to pass in the clutch. Like,
Yeah.
that's what gets you the minutes. I like,
But like Taylor Horton Tucker be doing that too though, bro. I feel
yeah,
like all like developing a game like together. They all meshing, they all getting it together. So when Bron and AD come, you feel me? They already know who they are. They already know what they do. But now then once they come back, these dudes, all right, now we've been playing. We done held it down. We done held it down for y'all. Now y'all come back and just add to what we got already. That's a scary thing. But that's what I was looking at like the other day. I was what sitting there on YouTube watching like, yo, the Lakers still got a top five defense. I think they still have the top defense in the league, if I'm not mistaken, like even one or two. And
Definitely top
without
five. I know that.
LeBron and AD, like they still got a great defense. They still be in these games, even when they get cooked. They come back, they fight back, and you make the game close and all that. It's just they need their stars. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna win without your stars in those big games. So
Yeah, that's a fact. Keith was hooping.
when them dudes come back, man, it's gonna be a scary sight. It's gonna
Caruso
be
be hooping. Like, it's a lot of people who be hooping. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope had a couple games last week where he was hooping.
Wesley Matthews finally learned how to shoot.
Matthews, yeah. They got a lot of guys, man. Drummond.
Oh, I wanted to say something. Hold on. Hold on. Schroeder be getting cooked. Hold the phone. I ain't going to curse, but hold the phone. This man be getting cooked. I don't know if you watched him that Bucks game the other night. He is too little, and he's going to be a liability in the playoffs. I don't know who it's going to be, whether it's Jamal Murray. I don't know what point guard is going to be. One of these point guards in the West are going to cook him. It's going to cook him. I'm telling you, yo, he needs some help. Yo, Drew was giving him the business. The business. And then he was strapping him on the other end. Schroeder got to get it together. And he got the nerve to be turned down for a year, $4 million.
Hold on. That's disrespectful. Because Drew really wanted the best.
I don't care, bro. That was embarrassing.
But Drew is different, though, bro. We talking about Drew Holiday.
He is.
But we talking about Drew Holiday, bro. Drew is different.
But Schroeder's supposed to be ball, though. He's supposed to be defensive bulldog. Ball, you know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be like that.
Dame and CJ were supposed to be bulls, too. When they ran into Drew and Rondo.
What you mean by that? They are.
When Dame and CJ ran into Drew and Rondo, they were supposed to be bulls, too, right?
Yeah. That was crazy.
Drew was one of them bulls. He just different, bro. I don't know what it is.
Drew be stretched, and he lived, bro. He be in a post with it, like, man.
Bro, Drew would get an and one, like, he'd get a nice little layup and one where he looking like he dealt the punishment on somebody that's like 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". Like, he don't care, for real. Yeah.
Drew, man, he's grown, man.
But Jamal Murray, I mean, I know people would probably say he's better than Drew, but it's just different. You got to know what you got to know what we talking about to understand it. Like,
yeah, I'm about to say it's
just different.
It's levels to Drew, though. You get busy because he can cook you, and he does. Like, he will cook you, and then
Jamal Murray play defense too, though. So
you said who?
Good one. Jamal Murray do play defense, dog.
He was just strapping Kawhi the other night, bro. I was last night strapping him in crunch time. Yeah. Like, I'm here. I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard. Your baby Jordan, as you call him. Your baby Jordan getting strapped by Jamal.
He made the wrong decision, man.
He was in the post. And he couldn't do nothing. He was missing. What you say, bro?
I said he made the wrong decision. He should never went to the Clippers. He should have stayed with Toronto.
I mean, we talked about that, though. I definitely felt like that was the best place for him. Like, they had everything.
And they still had everything right now.
Yeah. Exactly, because they still got their whole squad, basically. They just lost Serge.
OG came back, so you would have literally had Kawhi, OG, and Siakam in the starting lineup with whatever guard you want.
The emergence of the boy Norman Powell, they would have had him.
Fred VanVleet, you still got Kyle. Well, you traded Powell now. So
They probably would have traded Kyle Lowry, though, and they would have got something for him, and that would have been crazy. Yo, the Raptors are up 60 on the Warriors right now. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
That's bad.
They're doing them dirty.
But, yo, you was talking about the Drummond debut, so I would just wanted to, you know, real quick talk about LaMarcus Aldridge's debut.
He was cooking.
He was cooking, and it's looking scary for the league. I'm thinking about putting some more money on, you know, the Nets. For the championship again, like, I think I'm gonna just put some money on them to win the East and win the championship, you know. So, you know, get that bag a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But they look scary, bro. It's kind of funny because I haven't heard a peep from LaMarcus Aldridge out in San Antonio, and I ain't even talking about before he decided he wanted.
He had a couple good games this season.
I know, against the Lakers and all that, and he had a couple Jones and all that. But I'm talking about, like, come on, bro. He coming at Joe. Well, maybe because the spotlight is on him or whatever. Maybe because he playing for the Nets. Maybe that's just what it is. That's the big difference. Playing for the Spurs and playing for the Nets is two big things right now. Two different things.
He had a big impact on that game, man. You know, it's only Kyrie playing. No KD, no Harden, you know.
Yeah.
No leak. Everybody looked like everybody had fun at the game, man. Just watching, you know, sitting there in their street clothes.
I know. It's amazing. And it's nice that they could be on a win streak and just be sitting everybody every night. Oh, what, you chilling tonight? Or I'm chilling tonight. Oh, yeah. You got personal issues today? All right, you know, I'm going to have personal issues next week. So, bro, don't do that to me, bro. I got to be out next week. I feel like that's just what they do. Like, they just playing. Low-key, I feel like they disrespecting the game a little bit. And Kyrie could surprise me because he's so big on, you know, I'm like, God, the art of basketball and all of this. That's my guy. I ain't trying to make fun of him. But still, like, I feel like they disrespecting the game a little bit, bro. Like, come on, bro. Y'all, first of all, y'all got 5 All-Stars. Come on, bro. Y'all never want to play. Like y'all, I just want to see y'all hoop. Like, bro, if y'all – at least if y'all going to do all of this and stack y'all team out, at least play, bro. Like, come on. Can we see something, bro? Like, KD's supposed to be coming back next week, so that's cool. Harden just got injured. Blake, he's done. We already know Blake is done. He out every year. He play a game, and then he's out.
Bro, Blake is there for the playoffs.
Yeah, just
Marcus is there for the playoffs. Like they got a rotation without those guys. Like they got a rotation with just one per. Like they only need Kyrie or Harden and the role players, right? At this point, but once the playoffs come, we know that's gonna be different. But right now, that's really all they need to stay afloat. Like
yeah, the way they plan and the way their chemistry is, that's real. Like that's what they only need one of the stars right now.
All
like,
the pieces is filling in. I was asking all season, where was Tyler Johnson? As soon as he came back, he right back in the lineup doing his thing. Tyler Johnson, tough.
I mean, Landry Shamet had like 15 other nights too. Like, I mean, once them shooters start shooting, Joe Harris had like 28.
And whoever the ball shooting, man. Is, he tough too.
Who?
Claxton. He be filling in.
Yeah, I like the boy Elise Johnson, though. The boy that they gave the 10-day contract.
The boy who?
His name, Elise Johnson or something. Mm, okay. I think that's his name. I think whatever. But anyway, yeah, he cooked Wink to his debut. They lost. I think they lost that game, though, because ain't nobody play. Like, I think everybody, all the stars was out. And he was just – they called him up for a 10-day contract or whatever. He cooked. But –
we're gonna see, man.
He all right. He's there. He give energy, bro. I feel like he's just a body, bro.
Yeah. We're gonna see though. LaMarcus is getting busy. He had 11 points, 9 rebounds.
Who?
I mean, LaMarcus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good job. Blake could give him, you know,
all you need.
Blake had a good game where he had 17 or whatever. Like, you know, just get him to score a little bit. I mean, this. I don't know, man.
Get 10 from him, LaMarcus, 10 from Blake. Bro, you're gonna get 20 plus from all your stars. Yeah, it's like it's no way that you gotta.
Bro, it don't make no sense.
Unless one of those dudes just chokes.
I mean, yeah, but, bro, it don't make no sense because then if one of them do, get a ball to Jeff Green, he could give you 15, 20 on any given night.
Kyrie can be guarded, though. That's the difference.
Kyrie can be guarded?
Kyrie can be, yes. We're not going, ain't nobody ever, and you ain't never heard nobody in your life say, oh, he unguardable. We all know his handle. He got the best handle in the A. I'm not talking about that. But Kyrie can be guarded. This is what I'm talking about. You have a great defender. Kyrie can be stopped. Kyrie can be slowed down. We've seen it in the playoffs when he was in Boston, all that. We've seen it be done. So don't sit over here and be like, oh, what? Kyrie, he's snapping this year. I know all that. We ain't talking. But I'm saying he can be guarded. Out of the three, James Harden, Kyrie, and KD, he's the one that can be slowed down the most. KD, you can't do. It's really nothing you can do about KD. KD going to do what he wants. James Harden the same way. He's going to get his bucket because even if he ain't hitting the shot, he's going to get to the foul line or he's going to distribute the ball or he's going to get boards. So he's still going to affect the game crazy. So he's still going to be able to do him. You know what I'm saying? Kyrie is the only one where it just be like, all right, if we strap Kyrie, all right, now we just got to – if James Harden have a bad game or KD have another – that's the only way you win it. All right, you got to make sure you strap Kyrie and then you just got to pray and hope that KD or James Harden have off nights,
bro.
Or you can help, or you can somehow, some way, assist them having a bad night. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you beat them.
Bro, I feel what you're saying, but like, you're not strapping any of them on any given night. The only way they're going to get strapped is if they just missing shots, bro. Like, they have too much firepower for anybody to get strapped. It's going to be one-on-one. Like, you can't help.
Not listening to what I'm saying.
How can you help?
Kyrie is strapped. Is he guardable?
That's debatable.
It is. It is. But go ahead. Finish your point.
Bro, Kyrie hit some crazier shots than a lot of people, and he's a fucking 6'3" guard. He got post moves, bro.
He's not a Steph. He's not Steph, though. Like,
but
Steph.
But why is he 6'3" with post moves?
bro, it's debatable. I can't sit here and say, I just think, like, he's the out of the three. You act like I'm saying this man can be strapping and everybody's strapping Kyrie. Hell no. He a bucket. That's Uncle Drew. But when I'm saying out of the three, bro, that's all I'm saying. I'm just making a preposterous thing. Only way you strapping them, the only way you beating them is if you somehow, some way strap Kyrie.
Strap Harden. I don't know.
How you do that? How you strap? He's the greatest offensive player we probably done ever seen. Him and KD probably right here is the greatest offensive players we've ever seen.
And they get and I'm gonna get crazy probably, but I would say Kyrie should probably be in the top five as well.
Of what?
Greatest offensive players we've ever seen.
Oh yeah, for sure. His bag is ridiculous. Yeah.
So they got three of them.
One of the craziest handles I've ever seen, like of all time.
Bro, they got too much firepower. I understand what you're saying, so I agree. Yes, like if it's going to be one that you're going to have to stop, like that you're going to be able to even stop if you're trying to, it's probably going to be Kyrie. He's smaller.
Yeah, he's a smaller body.
You could throw more things his way, but then at what expense does that come? Because with the way they playing, all the role players is getting buckets too. So if you're leaving them open, you dead. And if you leaving KD and Harden open, you dead too.
It's like, basically, I don't know. That's all it is. Pick your poison. Like, how you going?
Like, who you about to force on the floor to shoot? Who y'all about to ignore? Like, who do y'all want to shoot when they on the floor? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like we've been saying, it's going to always come down to the big man. And now they kind of have an advantage because LaMarcus Aldridge can stretch the floor. They can play small like that, and they can play like even not even small. They can play him at the five. They can play.
Oh, they already had an advantage. They're cheating. You see how many interchangeable parts they had? If KD, Harden, and Kyrie was on the floor at the same time, even before they got LaMarcus Aldridge, you could play them three with Blake and Jeff Green. You could play them three with Jeff Green and Joe Harris, Blake and Joe Harris. Like,
their rotations DeAndre. Is like possible to do anything about them, Jones. Like, it's like, there's nothing you can do. Like, it's like, all right, well, who do we in this rotation? All right, they're gonna go small ball, they can play the small ball game with us, and then they can shoot. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
you play small ball, we can put KD at the five, and
they can play big, they can shoot though. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if they play big, they can still shoot the ball. Like, so it's just like they play small, they can shoot, they play big, they can shoot. How do you really? Like, how do you stop them, bro? How do you stop them? I don't know.
I think pretty much we're saying that the Nets is going to win the championship. Or they should. They have no excuse not to win the championship.
Yeah. There's nothing. Yeah, there's no excuses now. Y'all don't want to chip y'all ass. Like, I don't want to hear anything.
Who you think more important? Harden or KD?
Huh?
Who you think more important, Harden or KD, to them winning the championship?
Harden. If Harden don't play how you play, they not winning no chip without him. If he fold, I already said that, bro. It's funny because it's out of him and KD. Because I ain't really scared about Kyrie. I feel like Kyrie going, even though Kyrie been folding his last couple little playoff,
Kyrie about to cook shit in the playoffs.
I think Kyrie's about to go stupid in the playoffs this year. I think it's between KD and James Harden. Like, James Harden, all right, is you going do all of this like you do every year and then get to the playoffs and fold again once you get to that spot?
But you know what's so crazy? He can literally just pass the ball all game, every game, if his shot is off at this point.
But KD got a hit. We still out on him.
You tripping. KD shit chicken. But
the verdict is still out on KD. And if you don't think it is, then you tripping, bro.
All I'm saying is his shit.
I know he hit them shots in the finals against LeBron and all that. I get it, bro. I get all that. But to me, the verdict is still out, bro. And now you ain't even by yourself. All I'm saying is, like, bro, I don't know. KD, can you do it? Like, if they give you the ball, what you going to do, bro? I'm
going to knock it down. That shit chicken.
I hope so. Yeah, my money is on it. I hope he do. You know what I'm saying? James Harden, we know he always fold. And yeah, Kyrie.
Kyrie clutch. I mean, KD was clutch on the Warriors. So we're going to see what happens.
How healthy they stay, you know, the health of the team, bro. Sky's the limit.
You got to see what they're going to do against the Lakers, man, if that's what the championship is. I mean, but it's also other teams out in the West, man. It's also other teams out in the West. He's talking about them giving the MVP to somebody like the Joker. Denver looking like they could be on the up and up after their new acquisition. I mean – they was already looking pretty solid, but they just looked like they was one piece away. Like, some nights they was just giving up stupid, like, was just stupid games that they would be losing. Like, it was no reason for them to be losing that game. I didn't know if Aaron Gordon was the piece, but it looked like, I mean, I think he's a good fit with that. I think he's a good fit with that starting lineup for sure.
I like they depth, bro. They got a lot of depth, bro. It's going to be a problem in the playoffs. Like, you know, like you said earlier, a couple episodes ago, Will Barton being back and all of that, and Michael Porter Jr. actually being in the rotation, like in the rotation now. And you also, like you said, the addition of Aaron Gordon, bro. I love that, bro, because even watching that game the other night against the Clippers, it looked good. He was missing some of those shots at the end because Joker was looking for him, because you know young ball always look for everybody.
Right.
Looking for Aaron Gordon, and he was missing some of those. But I like the combination of Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon together, bro. I like that together. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Aaron Gordon did, you know, he tried to stretch out to that three. He did hit that corner three in the end of the game, and I think it was like the 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, whatever. He airballed the first one and then came back and hit the next one. But he worked on that, get that shot a little better. They gonna be scary, bro. They bench is out of line. Still got Bobo on the bench. They got this dude, Composo, whatever the hell his name is. I like him, bro. He come off the bench. You know your mommy of
who?
What the hell is man name? JJ Barea. He remind me of JJ Barea, bro, from Dallas. Who come out there and just give you them buckets when you need him. He gonna give you that effort. He gonna give you that defense. You know what I'm saying? And he just gonna be a pest. They going to be crazy in the playoffs, bro. I don't know. They might knock somebody out, like the Lakers. They might knock the Lakers out. We know they got the Clippers number. So.
Oh, we going to see.
Might pull Bell McGee out, and Bobo out, and fry the Lakers or somebody. Who knows, bro? I don't know. Because we all know the problem with them last year really, really is that they didn't have nobody to defend AD. Like, it was like Joker could only do so much. They ain't had nobody else, really. Paul Millsap.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Bobo wasn't they getting no tick. They don't have nobody. Now they got a little rim protection. And their defense look good, bro. If you watch them play, their defense look good, especially in, like, the fourth quarter, like, crunch time. They look good, bro. They long. They fast. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they just give effort. You know what I'm saying? They be hustling, so. I mean, the Nuggets, they're going to be a problem, bro, in the playoffs with somebody. They might get back to the Western Conference Finals. They might get to the chip this year. Who knows, bro? They might be a dark horse.
They could be. We're going to see. They need to rise a little bit in the West, man. We're going to see what's up, though. It's going to be a good finish to the playoff race, especially with that play in 7 through 10, is it? I think it is.
You said what?
I said it's going to be a good ending to the playoff race, especially with that play-in.
Yeah, it is 7-10. Yeah. That joint is going to be hot. I feel like they should have bended this, bro, because I hate when the East, you know, back in.
They got NBA wild card weekend now?
Huh?
They got NBA wild card weekend now?
Yeah, basically. That's hot, though. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, and then I like it because it's one and done. Like, it's not no series. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, so you know they're going to go all out. Them games going to be out of pocket. Like, them games going to be crazy. Them games going to be crazy, bro.
Niggas gonna be playing like their life depended on it, like they in the chip already.
Real rap. And I like what they was talking about doing a tournament for the teams that don't make the playoffs and stuff like that. During the tournament for them teams and letting them the winner get some bread or whatever the case may be. That's the, you know what I'm saying? Why not? You ain't in the playoffs. We gonna watch it. The NBA stars on the trash teams too. So me personally, I will watch that. They had a tournament with NBA teams that didn't make the playoffs and called like the, I don't know, they would have to call it the toilet bowl or something. But like anything like that, that's, I watch it. Who not gonna watch?
They're probably trying to make some of that money back, man. That they love, right? Like ending the season early and then having a shortened season. I mean, I don't blame them. That's what's up, though. I mean, we definitely gonna watch it. Shit. Why not?
I ain't saying it's gonna happen. I'm just saying I would love to see it.
Nah, I'm saying even if it do happen, we definitely gonna watch it. So what's what? Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Correct. Football.
For sure.
In fact, they expanded and added another game in the NFL. I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't think they could do it. They didn't think they was gonna do it, but they did it. So, and I'm loving it. You see, I got my gear on. You know what I'm saying? I'm hyped up. I'm ready for the draft, baby.
We gonna see, man. I'm ready for the draft, too. I'm ready to see which cornerback we get. Hopefully, we get the right corner, and then we just going to push him.
I don't think he's going to be the best one.
You think what's the name going to be the best one? What's his name? Damn.
I just don't think the boy from what's his name?
CJ T. What's his name? CJ Horn?
J.C. Horn.
Yeah.
J.C. Horn from South Carolina, whatever. I don't know, bro. Like, I like them dudes from down south and all that, man. On them go to them schools, man, like South Carolina, especially defensive boys and stuff, bro. I don't know what these dudes gonna pan out to be. But I just for a reason. Everybody's so hype on Surtain. Everybody real, real, real hype on him. And I'm just looking. I've been doing my homework on these other dudes, and I've just been looking. J.C. Horn, bro. And It's too many good cornerbacks this year to pick from. It's like some got good ball skills, they can track the ball. Some of them is aggressive, some of them good tacklers. You know what I'm saying? It's I don't know, bro. Like it's hard. Some of them they smaller. You feel me? They got the ball skills, they got everything, but they smaller. I don't know, bro. I just can't wait because I just want to see how everything on.
It kills me. My thing is, there's always too many good defenders that come out of Alabama, so you never know which ones you're gonna get. Like their defense is always flames, so you never know if you're gonna get the actual pieces that was fire or the pieces that you still gonna have to mold into something. Like, that's my thing with Alabama defenders. Like, I don't know, it'd just be weird. Like, it's like you could come out of there with a stud, or you could come out there with middle of the pack player.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just be different. So that's the thing that scares me about Surtain. But shit, watching him, he look like he scraps.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's a lot of talent in this draft, low key. So we gonna see.
I'm not gonna lie. The more I start doing like my homework on stuff and certain players and stuff, the more I start realizing that the Eagles' decision to move from 6 to 12 isn't so bad after all.
It's a lot of players.
A lot of talent, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of players.
And the problem, and not even a problem, the good thing is for the Eagles is just like a lot of these teams got some dire needs that they're like, they really want to move up for. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm like, all right, man, it is a lot of talent in this joint. Because they talking about people in the second. That's going to fall to the second round. And I'm like, well, damn, I thought he was supposed to be the first round pick. And it's like, because all these quarterbacks are starting, everybody draft stock is going up and down every other day. You know what I'm saying? So
I want to see where my young boy Rondale going to go.
Hey, one more time.
My young boy Rondale in the draft yet?
Brian, I don't even know who that is. Who the hell is that? I
don't know about Rondale Moore.
Nah, I don't know about him. Linebacker? Sound like a linebacker or something. I don't know.
Nah, he's a wide receiver.
Rondale Moore.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, he's coming out this year. He's a wide receiver. He 5'9", speed guy.
How that shit guy? You don't even know.
He coming out this year, man.
But is that supposed to be your guy? What do you mean?
Oh, he my guy from Madden. But then I started like looking him up and seeing when he was actually getting drafted and shit like that.
Oh, all right.
You know how it go?
Yeah, I
draft passes a couple of times.
Where the hell you found him from? I say I ain't never heard of bro.
He's tough. I think he can be a sneaky good pickup for somebody in like the second round. As a receiver, somebody that had that need, maybe even the Eagles. I mean, I know y'all need another little speedster, but I mean, hey, it could work. One of them
you
could
be two. No, we're looking at them. Some dude, I forgot his name. Ah, what's his name? Something Tony. His last name like Tony or something. He was a wide receiver from the Florida, the Gators. But he a little speedster boy too, though. So it's funny though, because we supposed to be looking at him, man. And now that you say that about looking at speedsters, and if we need another guy like that, which is crazy, because I'm thinking we looking for a big guy, a guy on the outside.
Right.
Like, why we keep going after these little fast little guys? No,
Kadarius Tooney.
I'm not gonna lie. I want us. I'm the more of the drafts. I think we just gotta go corner, bro. We gotta go corner.
I think y'all should too.
We just gotta.
Y'all can
unless one of these great wide receivers land to us at 12,
like Jamar. Like,
if Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith fall, you gotta grab them, bro. Cause I'm gonna be sick. Cause I know they gonna cook us. I know they gonna cook us in the future. Just some reason why I just know they gonna cook us, bro. Like. Or they gonna be tough. They ain't even gotta cook us. They just gonna be flames, bro. We gotta get one of them. And I'm starting to think the more they hyping up Jamar Chase and all that, I'm starting to think this dude Jalen Waddle is tough too, bro. Like I don't know, bro. And it was another dude from LSU too, bro. That's coming out this year. I can't even remember the dude's name, but I heard the Eagles was looking at him because supposedly. What's the name opted out? Obviously, Jamar Chase opted out. So he came and played. He was hooping with them. I think he had like 4 or 5 touchdowns with them on the field. Jamar Chase and what's the name?
Right.
Jefferson on the field. And then they, of course, Justin Jefferson got drafted. Jamar Chase opted out. So he was the only one there. He caught like 13 touchdowns last year. And then he wound up opting out at the end of the season because he like, man, I ain't got nothing else to prove with a couple more games left. I guess he ain't want to get injured. But I'm gonna get his name, though. But you talking about the him too, but I hope we don't do no crazy shit like that, man. Don't draw with this 12th pick, man. Just don't draw.
Justin was a few of the best players. First decision for roster questions, and when he will be drafted, the question is, oh shit, damn, wow, that's tough.
But if anything, I just hope.
I started reading. I was looking for this other wide receiver that played for Clemson that was tough last season when I had watched. I think I had watched the game leading up to the national chip and then the national chip. Justin Ross or whatever. But they saying they don't need, like, he don't even. It's not even funny. They saying he don't even know, like, the question not will he be drafted. The question is, will he ever play football again? He had, like, a spinal issue or some shit, so he had surgery. That's tough, but he was super tough. He hooped in that. Didn't Clemson win that ring? What was that, maybe a year or 2 years ago? I think they won it when he was a freshman. Clemson won that ring when Justin Rouse was a freshman. He was out there snapping.
He's
out there snapping. That's tough, though. Hopefully he get better. Hopefully he do play. He in the draft this year, so hopefully, I mean, somebody pick him up and he get healthy. That was mad random. My fault. Just went off.
No, it's cool, though. I thought you was talking about ain't it another dude they had out there, though? They had another receiver. His name was like Amarius.
But I can't remember his name right now.
His name was Amari Rogers or Amari. It was something like that, bro.
Yeah. It's some iron prospects, bro. It's going
to be or something like that. But they got another wide receiver out there. He tough too, bro. Like,
it's going to be a lot of mid-round picks that make noise this year, I think.
For sure.
Especially with the fact of how many people getting cut and different stuff like that. Like the money.
In the 17-game season, a lot of injuries going to be happening. I think it's like not a blessing in disguise, but it's like for those guys that don't get those opportunities, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, dudes that it's more of a chance for you to make it into the NFL, you know what I'm saying, which is hard to do already. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, bro, like, of course, the NFL players probably not going to like it, but they like when they signed it to get that money, though. That's the only thing. They just forgot that that was in, you know, the fine print. Like, when they got that bag, they was cool. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
that's a fact.
It's just like, I like it, though, bro, as a fan, as a football fan. Or football, why would you not want it? You know what I'm saying? So, I love it, bro. I love it.
Shit. You got anything else, bro?
Nah, I'm about to say we can wrap 76 right up. You know what I'm saying?
We can get up out of here, man. Had to get a little quick joint. Next joint will be coming in.
Real soon.
A little quick joint. But we about to get out of here, man. It's episode 76. I'm just saying, bro, man. Holla at y'all.
Holla at y'all, man.